Warrior Woman, welcome back to the Warrior School podcast. This is episode 267. What's going on? What's going on in your world, in your life, in your training? Oh, let's chat a little before we talk about today's topic, hot topic. What's going on? Well, we are in the final week of Forge and Form, which is the challenge that we're running inside of Warrior School. It was a 10-week challenge, so most of the warriors they're at week 10, and they are forging new strength at that barbell. They have been working on their squat, their deadlift, and their strict press. Those three movements were the big focus for this challenge. This challenge was all about forging new strength at the bar and new confidence, and then forming the body that they want, the body that they love. It's been so cool to watch these women forge this strength and confidence at the bar. You know that I am obsessed with the barbell, but I'm even more obsessed with one of my main missions with my work is helping women to fall in love with training, and not just training, to fall in love with lifting weights. I hope that every woman gets to experience what it feels like to lift a weight, to move a weight, to push a weight, pull a weight, or squat a weight that she has never done before. That's my hope for you. And so it just turns me on and fills me with such just gratitude and love and excitement when we get to the end of like a focused period of training, and then these women just unleash themselves and they blow my damn mind. The even better thing is that they blow their own minds. And we're going to talk today about mindset. But before we dive in, there's a couple of other things that I want to chat to you about. So my really good friends, my dear friends, Josh and Jeannie, who aka the Real Food Gangsters, or aka East West Healing, they are really the leaders. I believe they're the leaders in nutrition, in this idea of metabolic nutrition or healing the nervous system and nutrition. Josh and Jeannie have been doing this work for a really long time. I think it's like 20 something years. And they are like the OGs when it comes to this space, this nutrition space, this metabolic space, this nervous system space. And I've known them now for the last five or so years, I think. And they really taught me a lot about nutrition, which is quite funny because I did a Bachelor of Exercise Science in Nutrition and then a Master's in Dietetics. I learned more from Josh and Jeannie's work than I did from both of those degrees. I love their work. I'm a huge fan. A lot of the women that I work with have worked with them. And there's something that I've been noticing. It's really interesting. I've been in the health and fitness space for 15 years, I think. And Josh and Jeannie have been in this space for over 20 years. And it's something really interesting happens when you've been in a space for a long time. I was doing a podcast the other day with Ruby, and Ruby was talking about this idea that came from her yoga teacher, which was this second position. So taking second position really just means that you're zooming out and you're kind of looking down on what's happening. So Ruby was talking about it in the context of business, but I've done this with health and fitness for a really long time. So when you can take a second position, what happens is that you see trends come through. So you see all of these trends, macro trends, micro trends come through, and it can be really hard. You know, from a coach's perspective, even just a woman, being a human, and I also think of it in the context of business, it's really hard to sit in second position and not be down on the ground level in the first chair and not compare, not get caught up in some of these trends that are happening within the business area or the health and fitness area. A really interesting thing that I've been noticing over the last few years, sitting in this second position, and I'm sure Josh and Jeannie have noticed this as well, which is why they've created or they have changed how they're playing the game, which Ruby does also talk a little bit about in the podcast that we do together. It's quite interesting to see her perspective because she looks at everything through the lens of like business and marketing, which I'm going to get to what they're doing in a second. So I've taken this position of, you know, second position, this second chair. And what I've noticed over the last few years is that this healing metabolic space has become a trend, a macro trend. And look, I don't want to be too negative about it. There are so many good things that have come out of pro-metabolic, the healing space, understanding our nervous system, regulation, dysregulation, et cetera, et cetera. But what's happened is that it's become this trend, and with everything, we have gone to this all or nothing place, this all in place, which I think is, we've gone to the extreme, it's chaotic, it's messy. A lot of women that I've worked with, when they first found pro-metabolic and the healing space, they gained a lot of weight because there was no one really except Josh and Jeannie originally. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, that were talking about this idea of, you know, it's very different just to eat and then eat with a strategy. And it's the same with training. It's very different just to train or work out and then actually train with a strategy. And I was talking to Josh the other day, and what we were talking about is how that the focus became solely just on the food. We became obsessed with healing ourselves through the food. And yes, food is a huge part of this nervous system piece, the nourishment piece, the healing piece. But there are so many other parts to it. And it's really cool because they've redone their group coaching program. And I believe it's called the Nourish the Nervous System group program. Because there's so many other parts to being healthy and thriving and living a happy life and having energy and a strong, stable nervous system. And so they're actually running a webinar next Wednesday. So April 3rd, they're running a webinar called Nutrition for Nervous System Healing. And they're going to share their 5-step proven method to help you stop chasing symptoms. And they talk about this a lot because we get obsessed with chasing the symptom, trying to fix the problem. And we do this through supplements and hyper-focusing on our food, and we hyper-focus on lab results and test results and data. And all of those things, yes, are tools and are helpful. But in this webinar, they're going to talk about, through this method or this framework, how that's not helping. So chasing symptoms is not helping you heal, and how you can create an environment for healing. And this is something really cool that I love to hear. I love to hear Josh speak about it, because your environment matters. And now, not just like your home environment, the environment of your body, the environment of your mind, yes, your actual living environment, your work environment. And when we were talking the other day, Josh was sharing that the webinar is for people who have tried every diet, every supplement, every program, and nothing has worked. And if you feel like you're in this vicious cycle of trying to fix your symptoms, you know, trying to feel better, get more energy, and if your journey to become healthy, to heal, has actually become unhealthy and has created more stress, well, then this webinar is for you. I'll pop the link to the webinar in the show notes of the podcast, and I highly recommend that you check it out. Okay, what else is going on? I've been doing so many podcasts with so many cool women. So many. And I'm just doing some editing today. I'm going to record a couple of podcasts, but I'm also, it's a big editing day today because I've got, how many have I got here on my computer? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7 podcasts, all with very cool women. I'm so excited. I'm not even going to give you a hint about who they're with. I'm just going to let them roll on out and hit you with surprise. Okay, I want to talk about mindset. I want to talk about your mind. No, it's nothing too serious. It's just some things that we've been talking about inside of Warrior School. Some really cool conversations I've had with my warriors, and it's been really helpful for them. And so when we kind of land and roll into something that really helps the warriors, I'd love to share it with you because I believe this will really help you in your health and fitness and in your training. So the mind. I have spoken about the mind and mindset quite a lot on the podcast, I think. And I will pop all of the relevant episodes from the archives in the show notes. Remember that there are a bunch of episodes that I normally put down in the show notes that are relevant to the topic that we talk about. One of the big things that we've been speaking about inside of Warrior School is intention and mindset when you're walking into your session. Earlier this year in January, and I spoke a little bit about this when I did the 3-part series of the main themes that came out of our January coaching calls. I think it's part 2, I believe, but don't quote me on that. It could be part 1. I'll find it and I will pop it in the show notes. In January, I had quite a few conversations with women around their mind or their mindset. And one just pops to mind straight away with a warrior who has come from, you know, a healing background or journey where for a long time she didn't nourish her body well enough and did a lot, you know, birthed many humans into the world, put everyone before herself, created some problems with her hormones, her thyroid, and then found pro-metabolic, the healing space, the nervous system. And she did put on a bit of weight in that healing journey. But the interesting thing is that she's been stuck in the mindset of the woman that is fragile and the woman that is healing and the woman that is broken, the woman that doesn't have any energy. And in January on the call, we really spoke about, well, she realized, which the really cool thing is that my women are so intelligent and smart. And sometimes I'll give them a little bit of a prompt and ask them a question. But as a coach, the way that I coach, I don't like to tell. I just like to create a container and just prompt. And my women are so cool and so intelligent that they'll get to the answer themselves, which is awesome. So this woman, when we're on this call, she had realized that this mindset and her being afraid and her holding on to this identity of a broken, fragile woman who has no energy was holding her back in her training. And so she decided that her mindset this year for her training was, I'm an athlete. And so for her, that became her mantra. Before she walks into every training session, she says to herself, I'm an athlete. And so what would an athlete do? How would an athlete think? How would an athlete train? And it's been really successful for her. She has been really consistent with her training. She's pushing herself in her training. Now, that doesn't mean that she's not listening to her body and her biofeedback. That doesn't mean that that's completely, you know, there's still some energy stuff that we're working through. There's, you know, there's things that we're still learning about her body and her biofeedback, and we're creating a strategy and we're responding to those things. But her whole mindset has shifted. And so instead of this woman walking into the gym to train and thinking that she's broken and she's healing, she's fragile, this is the training is going to make things worse, she's walking into the gym and she's saying, I'm an athlete. And I've had so many conversations very similar to this. I was actually on another call with another warrior who has a really strong training background, is actually very strong, has trained consistently for a really long time. And she came to me to work with me because she wanted me to push her and take her to the next level in her training. She really wanted to learn a lot of the bodyweight strength training that I have, you know, that is a really big part of my story and my background in a lot of the work that I do inside of Warrior School. But she was holding herself back in her training, and we had to have a really hard, we've had many, many conversations where we got real and raw, which sometimes we got to do. And I said to her, look, I don't believe that you're trying as hard as you can try. Like, what's holding you back here? You know, what's holding you back from, because we're not making progress. You know, we're not making progress on these skills and on this stuff that you really wanted to learn. So what's actually going on here? And we had this really cool conversation about just her mindset. I asked her, like, when you go into the gym, what is your intention? You know, what do you have an intention? What are you thinking about? Like, what's your mindset? And she realized that the kind of the narrative or the mindset was for her was really around not wanting to put pressure on herself. So wanting it to always be just light and fun and enjoyable. And she didn't want the pressure because the pressure meant that she might actually fail and not, she might fail to do the lift or the weight, or she might fail to do the skill, the movement. And so she was just playing it safe, and she was playing way under her what was actually possible for her. And so we did a whole reframe, and I said to her, okay, you need to go away and you need to think about an intention or a mantra that you're going to bring into your training sessions. And I want you to say that to yourself and to think about that before you go into your training. And so hers was, I'm stronger than I think I am. And she damn well is. She is so much stronger than she thinks that she is. And it's been really cool to watch her training just transform over the last 2 or 3 weeks. Like, we're talking about lifting way more weight, doing way more reps, executing these complex gymnastic skills with more intention and power and strength. And we were just talking the other day, and she was like, I can't even believe this is possible. It's like it just came from nowhere. And I said to her, you have the strength there. You know, you've built your foundation. You've got all of these amazing practices. You've trained before. You just had to unlock the mind. And when we unlock the mind and we change the mindset, we set the body free. And I got to say it again, because when I said that to her, and even talking now, like I get tears in my eyes, because for so long for me, I was so trapped. I had such a shitty attitude with training. I was so trapped and such a poor mindset of, you know, I was afraid of failure. I was afraid of not doing the training well or the lift good. I was afraid of disappointing my coach. I was, you know, I've spoken a little bit before about how my attitude sucked, and my coach gave me that feedback, and that feedback changed my life. It changed how I approached my training. And it really helped me so much as a coach. And this is why we do a lot of mindset stuff inside of Warrior School. And it wasn't until I changed my attitude and changed my mindset that then I set my body free. And for so many women that I work with, is we have to work on the mind, on creating an elegant mind. We have to work on our intention when we walk into our training. We have to create this mantra. We were on a group coaching call last week or the week before. And we do this call inside of Warrior School on the third Tuesday of every month, which is called the Hot Seat and Roundtable Discussion Call. So it's a chance for a warrior to come on and share her training, her health and fitness, what's going on right now with that, challenges, obstacles, successes, goals. So she shares that, and then it's really cool for new warriors to listen to someone who might be, you know, a year, year and a half, or 2 years ahead of them. And then it's also really cool because I do some coaching, live coaching work on that call. And then the OG kind of warriors can also do some coaching and talk through struggles, give feedback, suggestions, you know, support, cheerlead. And we were talking about mindset and intention. And I was sharing that for me, because I spent so long with a shitty attitude and not a great mindset around training, and I put so much pressure on myself and I took it so seriously, and I based my self-worth on how well I lifted and the number on the bar. And I've worked really hard on that, on changing that relationship. And I have a really great relationship now with training. And it's one of the things that I'm really passionate about helping all of the warriors with, is to strengthen and change their relationship that they have to training. And moving away from it just being so outcome focused to really enjoying the whole experience and process. So I was saying to them, in my training right now, when I walk into the gym, my intention is, well, my intention can change. And so this is one thing that we were talking about. So we can have a mantra, you know, we can have a mantra that we say to ourselves, and that sounds a little bit woo-woo and wacky, but it's just a phrase. It's a phrase, or it's, you know how some people pick a word for the year and that's kind of a theme? It's similar to that. And so I invite my warriors to do two things, and this is what we were speaking about on the call, is to have a mantra or a theme, something that you're going to say to yourself when you walk into that gym. For myself right now, it's what's possible and enjoy this. Because for a long time, I enjoyed it, but I didn't enjoy it. Like, there was so much pressure and disappointment. And now I get so excited because I just want to know what's possible. Like, when I step up to that bar and I step into the gym or whatever I'm doing, I just say to myself, what's possible? Let's just see what's possible today. I don't know how it's going to go, because we don't know. We don't know how it's going to go. Yeah, we might think we know how it's going to go, maybe based on how we're feeling, or maybe we didn't sleep as well as we thought, or, you know, so maybe we think it's going to go shit, or maybe we think it's going to go amazing because last week it felt amazing, but, you know, maybe we're in a different part of our cycle and it's a different week and it's a different day. So we don't know, but the mind is going to try and predict how it's going to go. And so it's really important. I tell my women, show up with curiosity and just see what's possible, because we don't know. But if we can step into the gym or up to the bar and we are just curious and we're like, okay, let's just see what's possible. I'm going to try my hardest today and we'll see what's possible. So that's mine. Then we can have an intention when we're going into that session, and that can change. And so the examples that I gave you, maybe you've had a few nights of really crappy sleep and you feel a little low energy, but you still want to do your training. And so the intention could be to have patience with yourself, or it could be to rest longer, or the intention could be to... It might not be focused on the weight. The intention could be around, okay, today I'm just going to focus on technique or the quality of my movement, or today I'm going to play with my tempo or push the range. How can I get the most out of this session with what's going on with my body right now? And so the intention will change. Whereas if, you know, maybe I have had all green recoveries, I'm feeling good. You know those days where you're just like, this is going to be a good day, and you just know it, and it is. It's a good day. You're like on fire. Things feel really good. The intention might be completely different. It could be, okay, my intention today is to push this weight as much as I can. Or the intention could be to do this move with the most power, or it could be with the most grace. So our intention can change each session to session, day to day, week to week, based on maybe what do we want to focus on. And this is something really cool that I'm working on behind the scenes for the Own the Movement workshop. I'm giving them a whole framework. And the first part of the framework is intention. We can't train well and get stronger and create the body that we want if we don't have intention. Intention with our training, with our practice overall, and then intention within each session, within each training session. And so what's your intention today when you step into the gym? And it could be to bring more heart. It could be to have the humility to walk away if it's actually not going well. Then what is your mantra? What is your theme? What is the thing that you're going to say to yourself, that you're going to remind yourself before you step up to that bar? So for one warrior, it's I'm an athlete. For another, it's I'm stronger than I think I am. For me, it's what's possible today? What's possible today? And enjoy this. Enjoy this. So for you, what could that mantra be? What is the thing that you could say to yourself that can help bring more ease and joy to your training, that could help you push harder? So many women are so afraid to push hard in their training. And like you've heard me talk about before, you've got to train damn hard. You have to train. If you want to build insane strength and you want to create a body that you love, you know, think about the women that you admire. I spoke about this on a recent podcast episode and a couple of my Instagram posts, that they have two things in common. They move well, so they lift well technically, they know how to lift, and then they lift really heavy weight. Heavy, super heavy. And so, but we, to help us do that, it's not just all about the physical body. It's not just all about the nourishment, the food, the sleep. It's so much about the mind, believing that you are the woman that is capable of doing these things. You know, having this mantra, having this intention, having some intentionality with your training, repeating this phrase to yourself, that is going to help you create a stronger mind, a more elegant mind, a more powerful mind. And as a result, when we create that within the mind, it sets the body free. And when we set the body free and we get to push harder and train harder and forge new strength at the bar and lift weights that we never thought were possible, that's when we get the results that we want. And so I'd love to hear, you know, for those listening, I'd love to hear what your phrase is. What is your mantra? What is the thing that you're going to say to yourself when you step into that gym, when you step up to that bar, when you pick up that new weight that you've never lifted before? Because I can't do this and it feels too heavy, ain't going to cut it. It ain't going to help. So I want to know. You know that I read every email, I read every DM. Tag me on social media. Maybe if you film some of your training, tag me in it and write your mantra, your theme, the thing that you say to yourself. I'd love to see it. I think it's a really cool thing, and it's cool for other women to see, other women who are training and who are in the gym and they're struggling and they're holding themselves back. You know, watching other women train and struggle and push themselves is really a really helpful thing. And also just hearing what other women say to themselves to motivate themselves and push themselves is also really helpful. So I know one of the other warriors, she loves my idea of own the movement. For her, fear of injury is really big. And so we very much focus in her training on technically owning the movement, earning the right to add weight, going slow, range of motion control, all of these delicious things that I love. And I do that with all of my warriors, but with her, the intention in her training right now, especially because she's doing the challenge and she's lifting, has been on just own the movement. Like if you own the movement, if you go into every session and you think, I'm going to own this movement. And, you know, there are certain elements and aspects to owning a movement that we talk a lot about in Warrior School. And I'm going to teach them to you if you do the Own the Movement workshop. And sometimes the warriors pick one element or a couple of those elements, and their intention is to own the movement. I tell my women all of the time, earn the right to add the weight to the bar, earn the right to go faster, to lift heavier. And so for this warrior, she's taking this idea of own the movement, and that's her mantra. So every time she steps into her training, that's the thing that she says to herself, which has also been really helpful for her. Okay, warrior, that's it. That's all I got for you. And it was lovely spending this time with you. I enjoyed it. I will talk to you very soon. Bye for now.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name's Nicole. I live in Sydney and I've been a part of Warrior School for almost 2.5 years now.
Hello, Warrior Woman. I'm Kelsey. I'm from South Dakota and I've been in Warrior School for about 2 years.
Hey, welcome to Warrior School. My name is Julie. I'm 43 years old. I have 4 kids, ages 18 down to 13, and have been working with Amy for 2 years.
Hi, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Antwo and I live in Sydney, Australia, and I've been in Warrior School since April 2022.
Hello, new warrior. Welcome. Congratulations for making the best decision ever. My name's Kylie. I live in Western Australia and I've been with Warrior School for about 2.5 years, and it is absolutely life-changing.
Hi Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Meg. I currently live just outside London in the UK, but I'm originally from Vancouver.
Hey Warrior, welcome to Warrior School. I'm Leah. I live in Indiana in the Midwest of the US, and this is my almost 2-year mark being in Warrior School.
I first joined Warrior School as I was struggling with some thyroid and metabolic issues, and I really wanted to find someone who could help me support that whilst also connecting with my training and learning more about my cycle as well. I've always had a really strong training practice. It's something I absolutely love and have been involved with for many years. About a year ago I had shoulder surgery, and so a lot of my training has been focused around rehab with that and just rebuilding all my strength and being able to headstand again.
Before I started Warrior School, I was really struggling with feeling capable in my body. I'd had two really difficult pregnancies. I'd been diagnosed with multiple autoimmune diseases, and I'd had some really stressful and traumatic life events happen to me. So over the course of 6 or 7 years, I was feeling really defeated and incapable in my body. And before I started training, I could barely go for a 10-minute walk without feeling really wiped out. I couldn't do body weight exercises. I almost quit exercising entirely. And my sleep was terrible. My sleep was really bad. I felt awful. I was really excited to come across Amy's Warrior School work. I listened to a lot of her podcasts, and I felt sure that she knew what my defeated body needed to feel more capable.
Prior to Amy, after baby number 4, I had low energy, fatigue, and hormone issues, and diastasis recti, pelvic floor prolapse. Honestly, never thought I would be able to lift strong. After that, I always had to modify all my exercises, whether it was yoga or Pilates or doing, beach body stuff.
Before I started Warrior School, I was pretty foggy, pretty tired. I had bunk shoulder, persistent elbow and wrist pain from the desk job, the day job, and I wasn't very flexible. Something that I struggled with since I was a kid.
I couldn't do anything for more than 20 minutes. I was exhausted. My nervous system to be bumped was shot to shit. I had PTSD. I'd suffered very intense trauma. And I was just trying to recover, and it wasn't going anywhere.
I found Amy, like a lot of other warriors post-injury. I really wanted to build strength and recover at the same time, but I wanted to do it in the right way. For me, I was really nervous to start. I'd never really properly trained before, but Amy felt like she was really on my side. Like she was gonna coach me, but she was also gonna teach me a new skill, which was really cool.
When I first started training, I was still a little, unsure. Kind of disconnected from my body and just not very strong. I had chronic hip pain, back pain, and just didn't feel like lots of energy.
My main piece of advice would be just to trust the process. All good things take time, and even if something feels hard or impossible right now, I can guarantee you'll look back in a few months and really see how far you've come. You may even surprise yourself, and you're a lot stronger than you think you are.
And so those first few months, something that was really helpful to me when I started was just trusting Amy and trusting the process that she was laying out for me, and knowing that I needed to be on a new and different path, and that the long way home was a good path to be on. And really also the first few months, just Amy was great at helping me focus on taking small new steps. And so I only trained 2 days a week and went for 10-minute walks a day, and I found that rhythm. And so finding new rhythms slowly that my body was capable of and my mind was capable of in that moment was really helpful. And also making sure that I was eating enough food was really helpful.
First several months with Amy, it was really so much about my mindset and building that trust with my body. believing I had enough energy, setting boundaries. And so on your journey, I just encourage you to fully trust Amy. She knows what she's doing, and to really learn to trust yourself, to listen to your body and to trust what your body is telling you. In the beginning, the energy wasn't always there. And so sometimes I didn't work out.
Keep being consistent. Follow the parameters of Warrior School, listen to Amy, and just enjoy yourself. Don't stress. It'll all come together. It takes time.
I'm not gonna lie, the first few months are really hard. You definitely want to go faster, but you gotta learn how to be patient. Amy's got a process, she's got a method behind everything that she guides you through. And for me, the patience was a hard flex. I piggybacked on Amy's confidence in me in the beginning, and I had to really sit on the acceptance that it was gonna take a long time.
It was kind of a slow process the first few months, I'm not gonna lie. It's all about building a strong foundation, and that takes time. And the work that's done those first few months, I promise it will serve you well as you keep progressing in your training. It's not always easy, not always fun, but the consistency there, it just really pays off.
Some of my biggest wins are getting back on my hands, doing handstands within a year of having shoulder surgery, and going from not being able to hold the bar on my back, doing a back squat, to recently hitting a 93 kilo PB. My next big goal will be to hit 100, so that's going to be really exciting.
Some big wins I've had in Warrior School are now I can squat 200 pounds, I can sumo deadlift 225 pounds, and I just feel so good. I sleep really well. That's a huge change for me for lots of different reasons, but my training and my steps are definitely one of the things that have improved my sleep a lot. And I can go for a walk as long of a walk as I goddamn please. I can go train for an hour and a half and still go for an hour walk. I have the energy and vitality and strength to be able to do that, and I am using my body on my own terms. I just love it.
About 6 to 9 months in is when everything started to shift, and I noticed that my energy was increasing. I was gaining great muscle tone. My strength training was really progressing. We were able to finish out our basement and to build a beautiful gym. And at that point, like, I started to get a radical trust with my body.
And the year that I've been with Warrior School, I have now built an insane level of upper body strength. I have shoulder stability, really good grip strength. I no longer have the pain here in the shoulder, wrist, elbow. And one thing, well, a few things that have surprised me is that I never thought I'd ever be able to touch my toes, which I can do now. I never thought I'd ever do weights. And I went and bought one of these, the power rack. This is advice, get one of those and don't be afraid to try it. It's amazing. I am my fittest and strongest me at my oldest me, 2 years into the year of 40, into the club of 40, and I feel pretty bloody amazing.
Here I am 2.5 years later, stronger than I've ever been. I'm about to turn 50. Next week, I've got muscles in places I didn't know you could have them. But I love the journey. I'm supported. I'm there with other women, and it's great. And it happens step by step. I take the small wins, and I've learned how to slow down.
A year feels so long in the beginning, but it's crazy how much it picked up momentum. It's sort of like month 8, 9. And that's when I really started to notice some really cool changes in my training, my strength, and a little bit of body composition, which is really cool.
I feel like the biggest surprise I've found is just how much I enjoy the barbell work. I was curious about it, but it is one of my most favorite things now. The back squat and the RDL or the sumo deadlift, they're just so much fun. I feel like such a badass and it's so cool. My biggest wins have been just building my strength. I'm the strongest I've ever been and I just feel really confident in my body, and just that confidence has seeped into every area of my life with work, personal life, all that.
One thing that I was really surprised by in Warrior School was that filming really actually matters. Start filming right now. Film your first session. I know it sucks, I know it's uncomfortable and it causes friction, but Amy loves you, she wants you to feel good, and it is, you're paying for a service that is gonna be flourish way more if you start filming right now than if you wait a few months to do it.
And I think the last piece of advice is film yourself from day one. I wish I did. I know it's cringe, but you'll get over it really quick and you'll be able to see, like, visually the changes that are gonna happen.
I highly suggest that you film yourself when you're training. I know that can be hard at first, but not only does it build kind of a connection between your body and mind, I look back at those videos of myself and I just have such a love for the work that I've put in, my past self, for just like taking this leap and investing in myself, and it's helped me progress in my training a lot more.
So good luck. I look forward to connecting with you on Circle and on a call soon. Bye.
I am so glad you're here. I know that you're gonna have a great experience, and happy training, Warrior Woman.
So I look forward to seeing you over in Warrior School.
So have a great time and just be yourself and take it one step at a time. It will change your life. Enjoy.
I wish you the very best and the most epic journey and transformation and being able to move in your body the way you want to. I'll see you around.
So welcome and have fun.
I hope you have so much fun here. Amy has such a great group of women. It's such a beautiful community and you're so welcome here, and I'm excited for you.